98.1 Minnesota's New Country. Jordan Davis, I ain't saying. It is 7:04, Paul and Kelly in the morning. And it is special time because it's Wednesday. Coach X is in the building. How are you doing today? Oh,
very good. Now I get to see you guys. Via phone, last time I was on, not the same.
Glad not I'm the in same. Studio. Not the same for us, for sure.
All right, Coach, we're going to get down to business, and we're going to kind of get a little off track, I guess, but we want to talk about why you're here. You're 3-2 in the month of March. Tomorrow you play the Shamrocks at home at the MAC, and it's a very special night, Sophie Squad Night. Tell us all about it.
Well, Sophie Squad Night, it's going to be a great event. Obviously, we're here for Sophie and the squad, but I think the best thing that we're going to do for Sophie and the squad is going to be a great hockey game. We were on the road last weekend. We played Watertown, split with them on the road. Rubber match coming up tomorrow night at 7. Both teams do not like each other. So if you want to see good physical hockey with talent, come out to the MAC tomorrow night.
Like that. All right. Game time is 7 o'clock. By the way, if you have that free 98.1 app, check your messages, chat back the word we sent you, and we can get a pair of passes to go to that game tomorrow night at the MAC.
Super fun.
We're entering into the craziness of March, Coach. You've got college basketball going on. College hockey's about to get underway. And you're very familiar with one of those players who will be playing in the college hockey equivalent of the college basketball March Madness. Mason LaBelle, you want to talk about that former Norseman?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. It's a fantastic story for all of us because a year ago at this time, you want to know how many schools he had interest in Division I level? Zero.
Wow.
If you were to tell us today, at this date a year ago that he'd be playing in the NCAA tournament for a team that won its league's regular season championship, its team's playoff championship, and be their leading scoring freshman player, there's no way in the world anybody in that room would have said that's going to happen, except for Mason LaBelle. That just, he proved every day. He never got distracted, which we all get distracted by, of what's going to happen down the road. He just stayed in the present and ended up exactly where he was supposed to be. So I couldn't be happier for him. And it's a good testament for our league, too, of how good the players are in our league.
Speaking of the league, some changes coming next year, it sounds like, for the Central Division in which the Norsemen play in, is the fact that the North Iowa Bulls are going to be moving. What does that do for, I guess, the division coach as well as, you know, the Norsemen?
I think it makes it better in a weird way. Why? Because everybody wants to play in the Central Division. It's the most competitive division. It's the most talented division. Oh. And then location-wise, you can't overlook that as well. We're in Minnesota, obviously North Dakota, South Dakota areas, where a lot of really the players coming from, the Minnesota area. So those players typically want to end up around those teams so their family can see it, be close to home. So instead of having eight options, now they have 7. So our job's gotten better, but also harder because it's going to be a recruiting battle to get out there and get all those top players.
And with 7 teams, that means you're probably going to be off like one weekend a month or something like that, right?
I don't know what exactly, but there'll always be an off team. Like a team each week in our division will be off. I don't know how it's going to work out. I've never put together a schedule like that before, but I know the league, this division's familiar with it because 3 years ago there was 7 teams. So there was an off week every weekend.
Is it possible they'll be bringing another team in?
There's always a possibility in there because there's already teams within the area that are already standing. And those teams could just switch divisions. But for that to happen, I'm pretty sure the league wouldn't want to leave another division shorthanded. So that's for the league to decide. All as I know, it's going to continue to make our division the strongest in the North American League.
All right, Coach. Sammy Crane, he's been in before. He's been kind of on a goal-scoring streak. Does that streak continue tomorrow night at the MAC?
Oh, Sammy, if you're listening, it better.
Come on, Sammy.
Sammy just committed to Norwich, which is fantastic.
Congratulations.
It's just a great school for him to go to. He's going to be able to get a financial fantastic opportunity there, and he's going to be able to pursue his hockey goals, but also his off-ice goals of eventually becoming a doctor. So we're thrilled with that. And Sammy's scoring streak is he plays hard every night. He's physical. He's got good detail to his game. And Sammy, again, if you're listening, score tomorrow night, Thursday, 7 o'clock.
Yes.
That's right. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, home game, and then you're off to Aberdeen. So you got a busy travel weekend. Aberdeen, still one of those perennial teams that's near the top of the standings. What do you
see? Exciting part about both of these. We have a chance to win the season series versus Watertown and Aberdeen, two playoff teams. Kind of a picture of our year. It's kind of been up and down and just chaotic at times, but the talent is in the room to beat any team, and that's the challenge now. Obviously, in the beginning of the year, we all want to have these high goals that we want to achieve, but it's never, you always need something to shoot for. So our goal this weekend is to cement the game on Thursday night, win that, cement us winning that season series versus Watertown, and then we got a road series. We're going to come away with a couple of victories to win the series versus Aberdeen.
Very good. Tomorrow night at the Max, Zofie Squad Night, Mental Health Awareness, 7 o'clock. Check that free 98.1 app for your shot to go to the game and send us back that word.
Awesome. Joe, thanks for being here.
As always, great being here.